Parks are for everyone, right? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Daniel Trudeau, professor of geography at McAllister College, says not everyone may feel welcome.
Parks are like a city's living room. They're supposed to be for everyone. Yet not everybody feels welcome in these public places, especially among immigrants, people of color, and people with disabilities. As an urban geographer, my research examines people's barriers to using and enjoying parks. The goal is to empower city residents and park managers to find solutions to these problems. My collaborators and I collect information to understand how visitors experience parks. We use various techniques, from conventional questionnaires to more creative approaches, such as having people give a tour of the park to show what brings them joy and frustration. We also use anonymized data from mobile phones and the census to put these specific stories in a broader context. Our research focuses on one park in St. Paul, Minnesota. Lake Phelan Regional Park is among the most visited parks in the region and draws people from a mix of age, race, ethnicity, and income groups. It's a model for understanding how parks can operate to welcome and include diverse communities. This research reveals how people's perceptions about a place can influence their experience. For instance, seeing diverse communities in the park helps people of color feel safe and welcome. People from underrepresented groups say that encountering programs organized for people in their communities, like a fishing club for youth, help them feel included and encourages them to return. Our research shows that other amenities like clean restroom facilities, signage in multiple languages, and wider paths also make a difference. These findings reinforce the idea that investing public resources to make parks attractive to different groups is a sure way to boost inclusion. And when more people use more public parks, the entire community benefits.
That was Daniel Trudeau of McAllister College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.